590 WKZO, 86 degrees in Kalamazoo, and you are listening to The Jeremy Lawrence Show. This is hour number two of the program. Glad that you could be along for the ride. Of course, reminder to you, anytime you want to get involved in the discussion and share your viewpoint, because it is that, it is a discussion, a conversation, 382-4280, or toll free if you're outside the local area, 877-382-4280. You can also text us and share your insights on any topic that we're talking about, 80373. You can be a part of the conversation that way. And as you are well aware, we do share those from time to time as we go throughout the program today. Excuse me. Now, I do have a little bit later on in the program some tickets to give away. I have not forgotten. Neither is Michael.
I didn't think you forgot.
You know, eventually, you're going to get that panic. Look, come on, we got tickets to give away.
If it's 5 minutes too, I will have that look.
And you have had before. Not lately, but you have had.
So
we got four tickets to be able to give away. This is to Jersey Boys, a brand new movie that's starting this Friday. This is about the story of Frankie Valli. So if you're into his music, you're into that era of music, this just might be the movie for you. Four tickets to go see it. And we'll give those away a little bit later on in the program to you. And just in case you're wondering, yeah, you might want to have a web connection handy just in case you can't answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that no doubt Michael has been working up for the last week.
I doubt you're going to need a web connection for this one. This one should be very easy.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure that out later. Because for some reason, he insists on doing these trivia questions. I don't know why. I really don't. I just want to give you the tickets. Sadly, it's what we have to deal with. Now, before we heard the news, we were talking a little bit about some of the crises that we've heard about. Now, you know, we've heard things about, you know, the VA scandal. That one continues. And we've heard things about Fast and Furious. Not lately. Obviously, the administration's still looking into it after all these years. And I find it interesting, you know, because you had the IRS and the whole scandal that took place there that, well, you know, some low-level people at the Cincinnati office were targeting some people. We took care of that. It's taken care of. Well, Congress asked Lois Lerner to come around, and as a part of their investigation, they asked for some emails to be shared. Now, the IRS has come along. This was Saturday. They came along and said, oh, darn it. We're unable to recover the emails that Lois Lerner had that were subpoenaed. A computer crashed. Darn. We can't help you out, Congress. Now, here's the other part of it is that there are IT people that say absolutely impossible that that would take place because there are backup upon backup upon backup of these things. If they're using Microsoft Exchange Mail database redundancy is part of what they do, and that means three different copies of the emails exist. So even if one of those goes down, guess what? There's going to be two others. And, you know, that's the other thing. You know, even with that, if there's backups, every organization has disk drives that they know, okay, we can hot swap these things. It's easy to do. Every server that's been built since the year 2000 has that capability. If a single disk goes bad, well, it's easy to take care of. It's easy to replace. And it goes on and on and on, just the many different reasons why that is absolutely not true. Now, if we break this down, either the IRS is hiding something, which is probably more possible in this case, or the IRS didn't follow what they needed to and didn't keep copies of everything, which is part of the law, by the way, in which case they are inept at best, guilty of breaking the law at worst. And if you're hiding something and not producing what's been asked of you, then guess what? You're breaking the law anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, add to this, you know, when they accidentally outed the station chief in Afghanistan, the CIA station chief, well, they've done their investigation, and oh, it was accidental, and so no one will be disciplined or fired. It just, I mean, I shouldn't be stunned by this, because we've dealt with this for how many years now? This sort of thing of, oopsie, sorry, Butterfingers, oops. It's sad that we have to deal with this, and I don't know why I'm just dumbfounded by this. I should have expected all of this. You should know this sort of thing is going to happen. I just find it amazing that they're willing to admit to this level of incompetence to avoid doing what they need to do, which can either be defined as the right thing or, guess what is lawful. That's the other part of it. It just amazes me. 382-4280, if you'd like to be a part of the program, 877-382-4280, 803-73, if you want to text us with your insights that way. And we head to the phones right now. Looks like Tim's back. Tim, are you back with us?
Yep, I'm back.
Oh, glad you're able to get back with us, Tim. I appreciate you calling today.
Not a problem. Obama said back by O'Reilly, there's not a smidgen of corruption. Mm-hmm. And I say there's not a smidgen of investigation, true investigation. And the Democrats will not allow a smidgen of true investigation, because it goes to the heart of what this goes on. But let's go back to Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over him, Democrats and Republicans. They were filing Article II of impeachment where he misused the IRS, and they said it had to do with an 18-minute lapse on an audio tape that supposedly got erased, blah, 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 got ran out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And I still believe to this day, these emails, I know they got something to hide, and I think it goes back to the White House. I really honestly believe it does.
Well, I mean, you have to wonder about this, because to be able to come out and say, well, oops, our computer crashed, we don't have those emails. I mean, in this day and age, there are copies and copies and copies of these things.
They're all over the place. Any time that you are working for the government or a corporation or anything like that, they have huge servers, and things are lost. In mm-hmm. this day and age, I mean, we even have an analogy with, a carbonite. Most people have a backup system if they lose something. It is crazy for them to come out and say, ooh, we don't have the emails. We can't find them. Just tell Lois Lerner's, but they can find other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. But, you know, it amazes me, because if we really take the time to break it down and think about what this really means, it's either that they're hiding something or they're admitting that they are totally inept, totally devoid of any inkling of how to do the job.
Well, I think that's been proven for a long time, I believe. People who in this administration are inept to do a lot of things. You look what's going on around us. Mm-hmm. They always point the finger, blame here, blame there. Oh, we can't find this, or we made a mistake, or... like you said, it's always something from this administration. And if it had been a Bush administration, they would have been, the media and the press would have been all over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tim, I got to run. I got another call on the line. I appreciate your call today. Thank you so much for calling back. All right. We move on from having Tim on the line to Chris, who's standing by. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Yeah, so, I look as far back as, I guess, when Gore said, you know, when he was pressed on using the official vice president phone to solicit contributions to the campaign, which is illegal, and he said there's no clear underlying authority
mm-hmm.
to pursue this. You know, and so really, in the end, he asked the question, is something against the law? Nobody's going to prosecute the law. And I think that's where we're at right now, that the Republican Party is so afraid of being called racist, sexist, homophobe, whatever,
mm-hmm.
that it will not pursue any of these to their natural conclusion. And, you know, I've heard a lot of, I've been reading a lot of opinion that says, no, impeachment's done and it's not even worth trying because you couldn't win. You know, the Senate becomes the jury in the case of an impeachment, and there's no way that you could get the Senate to go with impeachment. So you're stuck. But that we just need to start prosecuting the appropriate persons. And so if it is Lois Lerner, you know, Lois Lerner has pleaded the Fifth already, so she's already admitted guilt. She cannot use the Fifth Amendment in order to protect somebody else, and that's the catch-22. So she needs to be pressed, and if she's not willing to divulge the information, then she needs to be held in contempt, and she needs to be thrown in jail, and we need to just keep on going on this along this list on every one of these issues. But the problem is the Republican establishment thinks that it'll be held accountable for this. And and the bottom line is it's more, the political outcome of this is not more important than the law aspect of it. The legal aspect of this is the most important thing. If we allow these legal transgressions to continue, it's just going to get worse and worse. And who knows what the next administration, whether it be from the left or from the right, how far they'll take it. Because no one would have predicted that it could go this far. Nobody. I don't even think the president thought it could go this far. As long as he's not held in account, why not see how much further we can go?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I hear you on some of that stuff. I think at the same time, though, this whole idea of, you know, well, impeachment and that kind of thing, I don't see anybody having the stomach for it, partially because they know it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
but
for
I think the other part of it is just this whole idea that if you somehow are doing something that disagrees with this administration, that you are somehow racist or something else. No, I think you can disagree with someone and still think nothing of their race and that kind of thing. You know,
I oppose this administration vehemently, but I nowhere near on a racist line. It's straight up ideology. Mm-hmm. But you know, the first time I expressed that opposition, then the only reason why I'm against Barack is because he's black. And we got to get over that. We got to get over the fear of holding people accountable, no matter what their race, their gender, their, you know, whatever their specifics are. If you break the law, you break the law, and it needs to be adjudicated, not based on anything other than the law.
Well, and in these cases, I think, you know, when you've got the IRS thing, Chris, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for your call. I think when it comes to doing something, you know, like the IRS, you've got to look at Lois Lerner. You got to say, all right, what do these emails say? What do they point to? What is the problem here? If it points to just her, fine, it ends there. If it points further, then you've got to start looking a little further and see, where did this thing come from? And it doesn't matter whether it is, you know, who is president, what party, or anything like that. If the law is broken, the law is broken.
And someone needs to be held accountable for it then.
There you go. And the president cannot be above the law. And that's a president of either party. It was true when Richard Nixon did what he did. And it's true in other cases as well. That's why you saw when Bill Clinton did what he did. Basically lied under oath. Yeah. They went after that because they said, you know what? He did something he shouldn't have done. He broke the law, and we're going to go through the process on this. And in the process, they couldn't get what they needed to be able to remove him from office. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you look at it politically, you understand why they're not going to do it. But at the same time, from a purist perspective, you've got to look at it and say, all right, what was the law? What did the law say, and what's happened in this? And, you know, what kind of precedent do we have in the past? Think about that bit with the CIA. You know, there was someone who was outed in the CIA during the Bush administration, and someone went to jail for it. Shouldn't that same precedent apply in this case, even if it is something where we're going, well, somebody screwed up?
Yeah, you would think so.
You would think. Because you know what? You're not going to be able to go out and speed and say, oops, I'm sorry, officer. I forgot what the speed limit was.
Yeah, that's not going to fly at all.
They're going to say, well, too bad. Here's your ticket. See you in court. And if it's bad enough, oh, here's a couple of handcuffs for you. Here, come on out. Got them for you right here. You know, that's the bottom line. You cannot claim ignorance. You can't claim incompetence and say, you know what? That's my defense. Oops, sorry. My bad. No harm, no foul. We're not going to, you know, no firings, no anything that's going to happen here. Because, yeah, it's an accident. And in this case, with the IRS and the emails, something's fishy is going on here. That's all I got to say. Eighty-six degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house every Saturday from 10 until 2. Well, in case you were wondering when I'm going to give away those tickets, because I talked about some movie tickets earlier. This is for the movie Jersey Boys. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, great.
I've got four tickets for Jersey Boys. This is for Celebration Cinema in Portage. And here's what you got to do to win them. First of all, you got to give us a call. We can't hear you shouting no matter how loud you shout. Give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And secondly, you have to be able to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's about to hit you with.
Okay. Clint Eastwood is the director of this movie, and so this question is related to him. What San Francisco detective did Clint Eastwood play in five movies?
All right. So if you know the answer to that, definitely give us a call. You might end up winning, like I said, it's four tickets to go see Jersey Boys. It's a brand new movie that has to do with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, you know. If you're into their music and that kind of thing, you're into that era. This could be the movie for you, and it's coming out this Friday. So hopefully you'll be able to check that out on us. As we continue ahead, we're going to be talking a bit about Iraq, what's happening there, what it means to us, and what our leaders are looking at as a national security priority during these moments. We'll talk to you about all of that as we continue ahead. The Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. Degrees, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Now, we gave away just a little bit ago some movie tickets, as we are one to do. And in case you were curious and you'd like to find out who it is that you can hit up for some free movie tickets, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. The winner of these tickets is going to take who they want. So we're going to find out, first of all, who was it that won these tickets?
John from Richland.
All right. So John gets to go and enjoy that movie with three of his closest friends or family. Or I don't know, John, I don't know if you're this kind of guy, if you'd stand in front of the theater and say, hey, you, come on, you're going to the movies with me. It's a possibility. I'm not telling you what to do. Just enjoy the tickets. And John had to know the answer to a trivia question that you forced him to answer. So for people that are just joining us, what was the question and answer?
The question was, what San Francisco detective did Clint Eastwood play in five movies? And the answer was Dirty Harry Callahan.
There you go. There you go. Go ahead. Make my day. There's just no line like that. This was one of those.
Great line.
One of those movie lines that is unforgettable. So congrats to you for winning those tickets. And in case you're curious and you were one of those people saying, you know what, I really want to go see that. Well, too bad. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We've got some tickets we're going to give away tomorrow. So you can look forward to that. I got a pair of them to go see this movie. If you're into that, you know what? This is the place you listen, because we got the tickets for it that we'd like to give you. So that's on the list of things to do for tomorrow. See, I'm already telling Michael about it, so he's going to be, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready right off the top.
See? Trivia question will be ready to go.
I'm sorry. I don't know. one of these days I'm going to be able to give you tickets right off the bat. I don't know. I keep hoping and dreaming, but such is life, I guess. Well, if you've been watching the news, you know that there are some things going on in Iraq that it is not good. Not good to see what's happening. There is a group called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. This is an army. They're saying there are some Al-Qaeda ties there. And they're already going through and capturing cities. Tikrit, Mosul. There are threats that they could end up in Baghdad as well. And the interesting thing about this is, you know, Republicans are saying, well, this could be a group that could plan a 9/11-like terror plot. We need to be concerned about this. We need to be doing some things about it. Indeed, Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said that we need to go forward with airstrikes and rally the Arab League to use special forces to disrupt the advance of the ISIS. Rogers said on Fox News Sunday, he says, it's too late to have a long political reconciliation meeting. He says, you have an Al-Qaeda army on the move. In response to all of this, the United States is getting some people out of the embassy there. And even Iran is getting into the mix here as they're sending troops into Iraq to aid in the fight against these militants, which makes you wonder, all right, if Iran doesn't like these people, what kind of people are we dealing with
here?
Now, what you want in this kind of situation is you want decisive thinking. You want decisive motion. You want the leadership of this country to be able to stand up and say, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You want them to be focused on this from the first moment they wake up until the last moment of the day. You want this to be number one, because guess what? None of us wants to live through another 9/11 again. None of us wants that. And there's an awful lot of veterans that are saying, you know what? I fought for all of that in Iraq. I didn't fight just so that this other group could come along and take over. I totally get that, too. So with all of that, in the shadow of that, you would think that our Secretary of State would be focused on it. Number one, it's the top concern. And he is focused on what he calls the world's real vital security issue. He is absolutely laser focused on this. This is the thing he's looking at more than anything else. Climate change. In the middle of a time when Iraq is struggling to survive, and the president has even come along, well, they need to find a diplomatic solution to this. Diplomatic? It's terrorists. Oh, I forgot. This is the president that's willing to talk with them and exchange prisoners with them. Oh, yes. Okay, I get that. I understand where he's coming from now. But still, you would think John Kerry would be focused on this and say, you know what? We need to do something about this. We need to figure out a way to get out of this and move and do something else. He spent the morning hosting the State Department's Our Ocean Conference. It's a summit of 80 countries and academic experts designed to engage global leaders in a discussion on how to save the world's oceans from the effects of climate change. You know, if some of these people get in control of the right countries, can you imagine the oceans might be all that's left of America? Think about that. Our Secretary of State is focused on climate change while there's something serious going on in the Middle East. Now, I've got a few theories on that, and I definitely want to share them with you. But before we get to that, I want to make sure you have the opportunity to call in and chat with us. 382-4280 is the local number. 877-382-4280 if you are outside the local area. And you can also text us at 803-73 and be a part of the program that way as well. Let's head to the phones right now and chat with Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. Well, the thing that has me most scared about this whole thing is how we were caught so flat-footed. You know, apparently we don't have a strong enough intelligence arm in our government that can tell us that this kind of thing is going on. I mean, it just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and how can you respond to something? I mean, we spent billions and billions of dollars and lost thousands of soldiers and thousands more wounded putting this country together, and mm-hmm. nobody saw this coming. There's something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, because things like this just don't happen overnight. I mean, these people didn't say, gee, you know what? Let's go take over Iraq.
No, it just that's the thing that really scares me is the fact that, you know, they talk about fight terrorism and this and that and the other thing. But, I mean, this is a major, major operation, and nobody saw this coming. I don't know what the answer is, but apparently we need to revamp the CIA or somebody to, you know, give us a little bit better toehold on what's going on, and that gives us a little bit better time to react, you know, maybe with some allies and form a coalition like we did in the first war.
Mm-hmm.
There, that's what we're going to need. We're going to need to incorporate some of the Arab troops there. I mean, these people hate the Westerners. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you know, I don't want to put any more American boots on the ground. I mean, that's just all we are is targets over there. And you know, not that these other people aren't, but you know, we live over here, they live over there, and let's contain it over there and give them the tools they need to do it. And, you know, I don't know, that area's been battling each other for, gosh, I don't know, 10,000 years? No, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'd be able to get along. But, you know, obviously our influence hasn't changed things a whole heck of a lot over there other than make them a little more angry at us. So I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, I'd like to see them kind of contain it a little bit right now and get some of those folks over there
mm-hmm.
on board, you know, because they're going to suffer as well as we are. And obviously these people hate Americans and they'll figure out a way to get over here, but
mm-hmm.
let's contain it in their backyard.
All right. Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. You know, and definitely some good points there, because if our intelligence community didn't pick up on this and didn't figure out something big's going down, and we need to make sure that we've got an answer for this. It really was not there until all of a sudden, gee, they've taken over a couple of towns over there. Baghdad's in trouble.
We might want to do something about that.
Yeah, you know, there might just be. Now, the thing that's troublesome about this, and I've heard a lot of talk about, all right, you know what? Iran is sending troops. And I think to some degree, Iran is sending troops into Iraq with the whole idea of, you know what, we'll send troops, and guess what? We just might keep them there, and we just might take over a little bit more. That concerns me a great deal because, you know, Iran, let's not forget the history. They don't necessarily like Iraq. They had a little war that happened for several years, and to have them ostensibly on our side really bothers me for a lot of reasons. They hate us. And if they genuinely hate these people, who are these people? That's what I want to know. And if they hate us as much as that, and we end up on the same side on this thing, yeah, watch your back. That's all I'm really thinking here. Watch your back. It bothers me. I think it does say a few things about some of the things that we've got to do as we look at this sort of thing. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit as we continue ahead. Also, we've got some people calling in. I want to get to the phones as well. So if you want to call in, you could do that, 382-4288-77, 382-4280. As we continue ahead talking about this on the Jeremy Lawrence Show, right here on 590 WKZO. .453 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show as we continue ahead Let's go straight to the phones. Audrey's been standing by for a little while. Hi, Audrey. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Well, this president is an amateur when it comes to foreign policy. His neighborhood organizing skills just don't work on this one. Trying to bring the neighborhood together to sing Kumbaya, he is so naive. I mean, just this whole idea of withdrawing from everything and we're going to be all peaceful in the world. I just look at Putin overtaking Ukraine. My brother just returned from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He lives in Kiev, and it's I don't know if he's going to be able to return with his family.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this whole mess in Iran and Iraq, and the next thing you know is going to be North Korea. He's going to be pushing his muscle, and we have already got China exercising their muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how many fronts we're going to be able to deal with if he doesn't start, you know, showing behind his threats. You know, if he makes a red line, he better secure it mm-hmm. and not just talk about it. So this man is an amateur, and he's not surrounding himself with the smart people, and he's choosing not to make a decision. And not making a decision is making a decision.
You end up putting it off, it'll end up being a far worse situation for the next president to deal with.
He's not even putting it off. He's mm-hmm. just not making a decision.
Yeah, very true. Audrey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, and I think there's the difference there. She talked about he's not surrounding himself with the people that need to help him in that situation. You know, if you lack some wisdom in an area, I mean, that's one thing. You know, a lot of people could say the wrong decisions were made in the Bush administration, but he did surround himself with a lot of different people that knew a lot of things about a lot of stuff. Did they always make the right decisions? No, they didn't. But at the very least, there was some wisdom surrounding them so that they had the opportunity to make a decision. Back to the phones we go. Roger on the line. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Jeremy. Your last caller made a good point. He doesn't make a decision. And the people that he does surround himself with, he has a lot of Muslims on his that he surrounds himself with. In fact, Valerie Jarrett is one of them, who is one of his senior advisors, and she is a Muslim. And so you would think that somebody that has all these Muslims around him would be able to make some decisions and understand that the radicals, and we're talking about the extreme radicals that are out there invading in Iraq right now, they understand strength. If you show weakness, they will take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm going to say this, because I did not agree with, and I'm a Marine, okay?
Okay.
And I did not agree with going into Iraq the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I look at it is you only send your troops in the area where your national interests are being threatened.
Okay? Right, sure.
And as a Marine, and anybody that's been in the military understands this, you go in there, you have a goal and objective. You meet that goal and objective, and you better have an exit strategy. And we never had an exit strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, on the other hand, was a different scenario. But at the same time, we have Muslim radicals, they're invading in Iraq right now and in other areas of the world. This just isn't happening in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
That are being funded by Iran. And the way I look at it is, you know, you got yourself in this situation one way, right, wrong, or indifferent. And what we have to learn is that you cut the head off, the tail will die.
Mm-hmm.
How you cut the head off is, you know, up to debate. I have my own personal feelings on that. But at the same time, you have to be assertive.
Mm-hmm.
He's wasted 4 days dinking around making a decision, which is basically, like the previous caller said, is not a decision. And we have allies over there in that area. The Kurds in the northern area, even though one of our previous presidents, Clinton, mm-hmm. basically allowed the Iraqis to slaughter them, they are pro-American.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ways of being able to fight and to have intelligence as long as we're hooking up with the right people and not the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Muslims that Barack Obama seems to be aligning himself with. And so those are the things that we need to do. But I'd say we need to be decisive. We don't need to send troops in there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work with our allies. But at the same time, you know, I look at it like this. you can't trust anybody that says we're going to destroy Israel and America, America mm-hmm. being the big Satan, Israel being the small Satan. So we have to do things very smart.
I think you're definitely right about that. Thanks, Roger, for your call. And, regardless of, you know, Muslim, this person is that, this person isn't that, you know, I think there is a difference between peaceful and radical, you know, because there are peaceful Muslims in this country.
Absolutely.
And I know some of them. They're great people, fantastic people. I don't believe the same way they do, and that's fine.
We all have different beliefs.
Exactly. But the bottom line is this. Something is happening. And if decisions aren't being made, then somebody needs to step up and make them. This thing of John Kerry going before this conference, the conference should have been canceled. Should have said, you know what, we got something more pressing going on right now that we need to get to. Sorry, guys. We'll talk about it some other day.
Absolutely.
That's what needed to happen. And clearly, that hasn't happened. Climate change, important. Iraq, meh. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Join us.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.